Sai's Glory, His Divine Story, every Thursday on Morning Glory. Catch the vibe with me, Karuna Munshi, on Radio Sai's Thursday Live on Asia Stream at 9:40 a.m.
Tune into Sai.
Spend the day with Sai.
From 6 a.m. to 9:30 p.m. on Radio Sai Thursday Live.
Radio Sai Thursday Live.
Stay tuned. Om Shri Sai Ram. Loving salutations at the lotus feet of Bhagwan Shri Satya Sai Baba, the voice, the ears, the heart and soul of Radio Sai. Sai Ram and good morning dear listeners and welcome to Thursday Live. You're tuned to Radio Sai's Asia Stream coming to you from Prashanti Nilayam, India, the spiritual capital of the universe. My name is Karuna and it's my divine privilege to be hosting this segment called Morning Glory. We are coming to you live from the Radio Sai studios here at Prashanti Nilayam, where the time right now is exactly 40 minutes past 9 a.m. That is Indian Standard Time, of course. Thank you for staying with us on this very pleasant and palpably exciting Thursday morning on November the 6th, 2014. Weather conditions in Prashanti Nilayam are quite pleasant right now, as the temperatures have been dropping since Diwali. This week, our average lows are in the 18 to 19 degrees Celsius range and daytime highs barely 30 degrees Celsius. Here's what's making news at this hour in Prashanti Nilayam. The ashram is just about catching its breath after the energetic and energizing extravaganza called Diwali. Now, these were the celebrations by the devotees from the Indian state of Gujarat, and we also had a host of other special programs in the mandir recently. And as we speak, the abode of Supreme Peace is all charged up for the upcoming series of celebrations. Starting this weekend, Global Akhanda Bhajan on November 8th and 9th. Then there is Ladies' Day, November 8th, 19th, and the convocation of the Sai University on November 22nd. And then, of course, the most important festival on the Sai calendar, the 89th birth anniversary of our beloved Bhagwan Shri Satya Sai Baba on November the 23rd, 2014. So, dear listeners, do brace yourselves for quite a celebration during the week of the Divine Birthday as joyful preparations are going on for this special event. We hope you're joining us here in Prashanti Nilayam for the birthday celebrations, and if for some reason, for a really, really strong reason, you can't be here in person, please remember to join us virtually through Radio Sai. We will bring you the live webcast of all the major celebrations right here on radiosai.org. And just FYI, we are working towards increasing our accessibility options for Radio Sai for more diverse groups and ages of people. In this connection, dear brothers and sisters, I am delighted to share with you two recent developments to mark this holy month. The first one is about Zeno Radio and it affects our listeners in Canada and the US for now. And the second is about our growing presence on social media and Instagram. Happy to say that with the grace of our Lord Sai, Radio Sai can now be heard through a phone-in option in the United States of America and Canada, and this of course is through Zeno Radio, Z-E-N-O. All you need to do is to dial a number to enjoy a stream of your choice. An unlimited calling plan will be ideal for enjoying Radio Sai on your telephone, and these numbers are local calls in US and Canada with the area code 712. So, I'll read out a few numbers for you, and don't worry about having to note them right away because they're available on our website as well as on the website of Zeno Radio. So all the six streams run 24/7 and all of them begin with the area code 712. So if you want to access our 24/7 bhajan stream, for example, you just dial 712-432-9577. To enjoy a free stream is 432-9578. A married stream, 432-9579. Discourse stream, 432-9580. Telugu stream, 432-9581. Now, our ever popular Asia stream can be reached at 712 area code 432-9558. And please note that this is the stream where you can plug into live the daily Vedam and Bhajans from the Sai Kulwant Hall on Asia Stream. And all these numbers are available on the website zenoradio.com. And in their search box, just enter the words, magic words, Sai Global. And as soon as you do that, all the menus will drop down and every stream and its number will show up. And I have to just, you know, let you know ahead of time that this really takes away the need for computers and internet for you to access Radio Sai and enjoy it. And there is no fee involved as long as you have a good phone plan, long distance plan. And the other thing is there may be times when the audio quality may be slightly compromised, but that's the price you have to pay for this service because the wavelengths work differently on phone as compared to internet. Now, the other wonderful news that I want to share with you is that we are very, very grateful to Swami for our growing reach via social media. Social media has not only assisted us in getting news from Prashanthi Nilayam to you faster, it has also helped us to engage with the audiences instantly. It's most exciting as we are showing our webcast, we can see your live comments, posts, messages on all our social media channels. In this regard, we would like to invite all our listeners active on social media to post pictures or videos and tag your photos via any of the three hashtags we will be announcing this birthday month. First of all, November 8 to 9 is the weekend of the Global Akhand Bhajan. Global Akhand Bhajan, GAB. So just keep GAB in mind. Now this is a weekend we are all going to be singing to promote world peace and harmony and good vibrations and good energy. And we would like to invite our listeners attending Akhand Bhajans to post pictures or videos during GAB or Global Akhand Bhajan on social media with the tag. And you must tag your pictures on Instagram, Twitter or Facebook with hashtag GAB2014. I'll repeat that hashtag, capital G, capital A, capital B, 2014. That is Global Akhand Bhajan 2014. Secondly, while performing Seva this holiday season, be sure to post pictures or videos and tag your posts with hashtag Sai Love in Action. Sai Love in Action is one word. Hashtag Sai Love in Action for all your Seva activities. Finally, as we approach Baba's birthday, we will announce our final hashtag. It is our hope, dear brothers and sisters, that on November 23rd of this year, we can create a movement with this hashtag that is becoming popular in Google searches so that Swami's message shows up on all social feeds on his birthday. Let's work together and aim to trend at number one so that we can spread his glory and his message across the globe on November 23rd. And given the fact that we are so many of us around the world, I don't think that should be too difficult. Now, the hashtag for Swami's birthday is going to be announced shortly. So please continue to follow us on Facebook at facebook.com/Radio Sai, on Twitter at twitter.com/Radio Sai. And now you must stay active on Instagram at instagram.com/Radio Sai. Let's harness the power of social media to spread Baba's message of universal love and harmony. With that wonderful announcement, it is now time for me to play the third part of our ongoing Fleeting Moments interview with my colleague at Radio Sai, Brother S. Sai Arvind. In this episode, Arvind Sai, or Sai Arvind as he's known as, gives us a glimpse of the sea and surge of devotion that Baba evoked wherever he went. Arvind also goes down memory lane to help us experience the joy of being on Bhagwan's flight. And of course, not to forget the Prema Pravaham experience, the musical extravaganza from the 85th birthday. I promise you, dear brothers and sisters, that you will love all these insider stories of Bhagwan's compassion, love and thoughtfulness. Here then is part 3 of our in-house Fleeting Moments interview with my colleague, Mr. S. Sai Arvind of Radio Sai. Please enjoy. So, Brother Arvind, you also had the opportunity to visit Harshi and Mumbai with Bhagwan, and you also undertook that trip to North India that Baba took, the very last trip that Swami took to Delhi, the national capital of India, as well as to Shimla in Himachal Pradesh. And finally, you also were on the Prema Pravaham team, the last big musical extravaganza that was offered at his lotus feet at the time of the 85th birthday.
Mm.
So many blessings, so many privileges. When you look back, what are your fondest memories?
As I said earlier, about the Hatshi trip, on October 5th, 2009, he called few members, you know, first four of us went, and then Swami called, Swami said, you go and call two other people. So that's how the whole, he has chosen a music group, and also senior most brothers who are working for the trust for past decade or so. And around 28 people have got the opportunity to go with Bhagwan to Hatshi in Mumbai. The first thing which struck my mind when we landed in Pune is the, I think always when we see in Sai Kulwant Hall, we will be looking at Swami and Swami will be looking at you, but we'll never get a chance to look at devotees and their emotions towards Swami, because all are facing Swami. But during this particular trip, and also in Delhi and Shimla, I've seen the enthusiasm and the earnestness of devotees on their faces, because when we are going in convoy with Bhagwan, we can see people touching the dust and rubbing on their foreheads, shedding tears, just they had a glimpse of Swami. And imagine you are going along with Swami and Swami's party, you are with Swami's party, and the kind of treatment and the kind of, you will learn a lot from these trips. It's like how to be humble.
Arvind, I just want to backtrack here. You already arrived in Pune. I want to know for the rest of us who have never been on any trip with Bhagwan, and millions to come who will hear this interview in the future, what is it like to be on the same flight as Bhagwan? It's a chartered flight.
Yeah.
And I know the people who are accompanying, they check in early and everything.
Yes.
So you're all seated and then Bhagwan arrives.
Yes.
And then what happens? We have no idea what a flight, what it is like to be airborne with the Lord of the Universe as your travel buddy.
It's like, Swami, after Swami arrives into the flight, the crew and his, the chief pilot, they welcomed Swami with bouquet of flowers, and after Swami seated, Swami used to grant them Parnamaskar.
Oh, nice.
And talk to each one of the crew member, and from where they have come from, everything. And then Swami used to give photographs also to them. In this trip, I remember after flight has taken off, after it got stabilized, each one of the crew member got individual photographs of Bhagwan, and also Bhagwan used to accept whatever they used to give.
Like what, letters or?
Few of them gave letters also.
Uh-huh.
And especially, you know, we know that Swami doesn't eat much food, but here in this case, at least he used to touch it. He used to touch it and bless them, so that to please them at least. You know,
so it becomes prasadam for them, I guess.
How it happens in mandir, like laddus they get, and you know, prasadam.
They will touch it all.
Like that only, they also used to get all the things which are to be served for all the passengers, to all of us. Bhagwan used to bless each one of the trays.
And then they served you meals at the back?
They served snacks. And with Bhagwan, I can say like it's in plenty. You know, one by one, you keep getting some or the other stuff. You need to always expand your tummy so that
they serve you many courses and
savouries, you know, drinks, so much of.
But Swami, does Swami accept any drink like coffee, tea, or juice?
As far as I know, what I have seen, I didn't see Bhagwan accept. Means in the sense he has not taken anything in the flight journey.
Mm-hmm. But he kept blessing food to feed you guys.
Yeah.
How nice.
But Bhagwan used to speak so lovingly to each one of the crew members. That much I remember, because the way he posed for photographs, you know, they also know it's a lifetime opportunity for them, because across the globe, how many flights are there, and in how many flights how many crew members are there across the world, but who gets a chance to travel with Bhagwan and, you know, get a photograph with him?
I wonder if they were devotees or they were just staff who got called for duty, how that works, but I guess they all wanted a picture all the same.
They must be, I think, because already they, some of them may be devotees, because the way they prepared themselves with letters and, you know, to say something to Bhagwan, I don't think so it comes up just like that. They are mentally prepared that, you know, we are going to go with somebody of a lifetime. They also, you know, enthusiasm with which they used to interact with Swami is like a sight to see. It's really, it's like a great blessing to be in the same flight.
Of course, we can imagine. That's an understatement. Are your seats pre-assigned and everything?
We can actually, the whole flight capacity will be around 150, 170. But only 28 boys in the whole flight.
So you want to grab the one nearest to Swami?
Yeah.
Where does Baba sit? Apparently he sits mostly in the front.
Yeah, Swami sits in the business class and with VIPs. And Swami sits in 1.1. And Bhagwan previously, he used to come in any trips, if you observe, in Kodaikanal trips. Bhagwan used to come to boys and, you know, give photographs.
Walk down the aisle.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Here what happened, after we took off the plane from Puttaparthi, some of the boys had the desire to go up to Swami and ask for photographs. And then Swami granted it. And Swami called one by one, gave individual photographs in the flight. I don't think so, 30,000 feet above the sea level, you can get a photograph with Lord of the Universe. That was a beautiful sight. And also, as I was mentioning, these trips, I don't know, you'll be very humbled. I don't know how to express in my words also, because if I look back my own journey in my life and the way it has taken upon, I don't think so. Always you question, do I deserve this? Do I deserve this? Do I deserve this? The deservedness is what always, you know, you have to live up to his expectations always. You know, it's a responsibility. Because I always feel that the way I have come along in singing, I never thought that I'll be part of a group wherein all are legends. You know, we have names like Brother Ravi Kumar, Ashwath Narayana, P. Srinivas, all these legends, and you are one among them in the same group, and you are going to sing beside them, sit beside them and sing a song for Swami. I never imagined in my life all this, because I always used to keep their recordings in my home and used to practice like them, and now you are getting a chance to go along with them. So Bhagwan, at one point, maybe he has taught me that, you know, maybe it's like a pure love, or, you know, complete surrender, if you have. I don't know what calculations God has in getting close, in getting you close to Him. I don't know what calculations He has. But when these things happen, you'll not be able to take it. You know, it will be, you're suffused with so much of love given by Bhagwan. And also, the way Bhagwan treats each and every devotee. Why, for example, like he has gone to Hatshi, people, devotees may feel that, you know, why can't he come to this place, why can't he come to that place. What I found is, this is built by devotees, Jadavs. The kind of treatment they gave to all the devotees who had come to Hatshi for those 4 days is like unimaginable. Usually what happens, if you observe in Narayan Seva or anywhere, they prepare certain kind of a food for all the Narayanas, whoever come there. And we have a regular meal, right? But here, Bhagwan inquired, what is the food you are giving to the devotees who have come to see me? They said the same food, whatever they serve to Swami in the plate, inside his residence, he served to all the people
around thousands outside who had come
40,000, 30,000 people who had come from Bombay, nearby areas, Pune, Hatchi.
Yeah.
All have been served, all the items, all through the day, the same as Bhagwan has been served here with his guests. So the amount of love they had towards Swami and the expectations they already had, you know, this is what Swami expects, so let us give the best. So, that is one of the biggest lessons I have learnt, is you know, you give your best, to please Bhagwan and rest Bhagwan takes care. And also in Hatchi, one more biggest lesson I have learnt is, there are these 4 or 5 kids who have come and offered their songs to Bhagwan.
Weren't they the winners of the Marathi Saregama Pa, the music talent show?
Yeah, exactly. Yes. Those 5 kids have come and they have offered their songs to Bhagwan. The kind of confidence oozing out from them is like, I just looked at them and I forgot about myself. Because I don't think so, because after you sang in front of Bhagwan for so many years, still there is some kind of a vacuum, if I can live up to that expectation, or you know, what Swami will feel. These kids, just with their confidence, they came in front of Swami, and the way they pleased Swami, every other song is like more enchanting, you know. Swami was full of love that day, so much of joy on his face that day. As soon as we returned from the program stage to the residence, Swami said, "Hey boys, did you see those kids' confidence? What is their age group? See, they are 10 years, 12 years. See, that confidence is what you have to learn from them." Exactly what is going on in my mind, you know, Swami. You gave me so much opportunity. Can I sing a song with that much confidence for you? You have placed so much confidence in me, but I don't have self-confidence in myself that I can offer. That's the biggest lesson, because in Hatchi there was no music program. So everybody knew that there is something going to be there in Bombay. So we have to mentally prepare and also prepare songs properly to offer it to Bhagwan. So this is one lesson he has taught just before going to Bombay, that, you know, you just build your confidence, because after Lord is with you, whom you are scared of actually, you are going to please him and you are going to make him happy. He is giving an opportunity to sing and also make him happy. So that is one biggest lesson I have learnt. On 31st, we have 31st of October 2009, 28th the trip started, and till 31st Swami was there till morning 9 o'clock in Hatchi. After that, Swami preferred going in the on the land itself, not by flight, to Mumbai.
So you all drove on that nice new highway?
Yes, Lonawala, that route.
Did you all stop on the way?
No. Bhagwan's convoy was continuous and we were part of the convoy. And the funny incident is, like, our driver who was driving with us, he's like always crazy of going in speed, with so much of speed. So at one point he didn't realize that he crossed Swami also. So we were like looking back and saying, "Swami, sorry. And just we told him, "Bhaiya, thoda
dheere chalo, Swami ke piche chalo."
Yeah, please.
You're supposed to be behind Swami.
Yeah, we are. And he's like, "Chalo, aapko bata dega main what is my speed and, you know, the kind of driving
he was
I
showing
do."
Off?
Yeah.
Wait, so this was a bus that you boys were in?
It is a car.
Oh, a car.
It's all of us went in cars actually.
Okay.
Around 15 cars.
Okay.
And Bhagwan was going in front.
Ahead. Uh-huh.
And after we reached Dharmakshetra.
Right. In Andheri.
Yeah. And then they gave accommodation and we freshened up, and then we came back and we had lunch with Swami. And here again, the kind of Indulal Shasar and their family and many other old devotees, I don't know their names, but I have seen all of them, you know, they keep coming to Prashantalayam. And the kind of intimacy Bhagwan had for them, because it's been, I think, 1999, I think Bhagwan had gone to Mumbai in July And again after 10 years, he is going to Mumbai. So it's kind of a festival.
Yeah, and these are devotees who have served him for decades.
For decades, yes. Almost like 4-5 decades.
Yes.
And they have been there from the inception of Dharmakshetra, and you know, it's a beautiful sight. And here also I observed like one beautiful thing in the all trips, like Bhagwan makes you, about food I am telling, Bhagwan makes you eat like crazy. I don't know, like even in Kodaikanal also I remember, like morning we saw breakfast at 8:30, lunch at 10:30.
10:30 lunch, quite early.
10:30 lunch. And again at 3 o'clock you have snacks, and again 6:30 dinner. Like, and each of these sessions, you'll have like around 13, 15, 20 items
on the menu
to serve you.
Uh-huh.
And it's like, it's going on and on. I remember in Bombay they gave a list which they are going to serve for next 3 days.
Okay.
I went like, oh my God. So that is the kind of preparation, you know, with which people await.
It's always like an indulgent mother spoiling you completely, isn't he?
No, it's once in a while, because he is not going to take you for trips of 365 days.
Yeah, so when he does take, he really spoils
you. Yeah.
Mm.
It's all his love, you know, love in different forms. So that's how I take it as. You
as
know,
tasty food.
Yeah.
Yum.
Mm. Swami's prema flowing in the form of, you know, hot and items.
Bhajis. Okay, so put aside, let's talk about music.
Yeah, on 31st evening, after Bhagwan has gone to one of the senior most devotees' home, and after he came back, we got a news that we are going to have a music program in the Brabourne Stadium in Bombay. So on that morning, I remember Swami sent for sightseeing, and we went to Nariman Point. After we landed there, you know, we just got down the bus and we're looking at the sea, which is never ending, and clicking some pictures, and suddenly we got news that Bhagwan is calling all of us to Ashok Chavan sir, the then chief minister of Maharashtra, Sri Ashok Chavan, to their home. So immediately we rushed there, and Swami spent some time with them, with their family, for 45 minutes or so, and then we had lunch there in their residence, at their residence. And then we moved off from there. And we went to a hotel. So they have booked hotels for hotel rooms. And there we stayed, because Bhagwan has gone to one more senior devotee's house, which is close to Brabourne Stadium. So Bhagwan has sent instructions like, after they take rest in the evening, we'll have music program in the Brabourne Stadium. So we again came to Brabourne Stadium at 5 o'clock, and Swami came there. And
did you all have your clothes and stuff? Because when you perform, you wear like special clothes, right?
Yeah, one thing Bhagwan, whenever he selects some boys, before we leave to any place like Kodaikanal or Hatshiyaran, Bhagwan used to give clear instructions like clean clothes, neat shave, and hair also. So everything is crystal clear. So whatever we wore, it's perfect.
Okay.
It's like that. Everything is literally like a brand new clothes.
I see.
So.
No, I thought you went sightseeing in those clothes, and then same clothes you went to perform.
No. But actually, that day what happened, after we got down the bus, there nothing much happened. Within 5 minutes, we got a call and we came back.
Okay. So you
probably
were quite
because
fresh.
Of that, yeah. Probably because of that.
Yeah.
And also we stayed in this hotel rooms.
All air conditioned,
yeah.
Not all. Because I'm thinking of the heat of Mumbai and the humidity, but I guess you were not exposed too much to it.
Mm. So. We got freshened up and we went to the Brabourne Stadium. And on that day, I remember there are famous musicians who were waiting for their chance to perform by Bhagwan. But Bhagwan kept it like a surprise till the end. To all of us, we know that we are going to perform. He gave a intimation. But to all the senior most devotees there, it was a surprise.
It's
like a special gift for them that my students are going to sing for me. So all the great musicians who have come there to perform for Bhagwan, Bhagwan kept them aside for some time, and then he made one of the senior most devotees to announce one by one names, all of our names, and we came onto the stage, and Bhagwan said, you know, you start with Ganesh Prarthana, after that a bhajan, And after that, start the music program. And this music program I can never forget in my life. For one song which is sung by Brother Ashwath Narayana. This song which he has sung many a times, I really admit that I can't sing, or, you know, many of the people who do not know the nuances of Carnatic music cannot even touch the song, I think so. It is from a movie called Jagadeka Virudu in Telugu. It is sung by Ghantasala Garu, Shivashankari, Shivananda Lahari,
uh-huh.
That song.
How does it go? Just one little bit.
It's in the Raag Darbari. Shivashankari, Shivananda Lahari, Shivashankari, Shivananda Lahari, Shivashankari. Chandrakaladari Ishwari, Chandrakaladari Ishwari, Karunamrutamunu Kuriyacheyuma, Karunamrutamunu Kuriyacheyuma, Manasu Karugada Mahima Chupava, Dina Palanamu Cheyave, Shiva Shankari.
God, so beautiful, so touching.
And the way he has given the alap, I remember
our Ashwath Narayan.
Ashwath Narayan brother, I don't know, like, the day next song is mine, I was like, I kept on weeping and weeping and weeping. The way he has sung, the whole Brabhavan Stadium is reverberating with so much of energy. Bhagwan just kept staring at him.
He must be so proud of his voice.
Oh my
that
God,
day.
Really, the first song is sung by Brother Ravi Kumar sir, who himself is a legend.
Ganesh sang?
Yeah, he sang after the Ganesh bhajan,
okay.
Two bhajans were there.
Huh.
After that he sang this...
So, Brother
Arvind, and that of
Palanamu Cheyave Shiva Shankari.
God, so beautiful, so touching.
And the way he has given the alap, I remember
our Ashwath Narayan.
Ashwath Narayan brother, I don't know, like, the day next song is mine, I was like, I kept on weeping and weeping and weeping. The way he has sung, the whole Brabhavan Stadium is reverberating with so much of energy. Bhagwan just kept staring at him.
He must be so proud of his voice that
day. Oh my God, really, the first song is sung by Brother Ravi Kumar sir, who himself is a legend. All of
Ganesh sang?
Yeah, he sang after the Ganesh bhajan,
okay.
Two bhajans were there.
Huh.
After that he sang this... one of the songs which Swami likes a lot, it starts with an alap.
Deva namo deva, pavana guna gana bhava, pavana guna gana bhava, deva namo deva.
Like that it goes. After he sang, I was like speechless. And after that Ashwath Narayan sang solo, none of us were able to believe our ears that what we heard is something like mind-boggling it was.
Like Goddess Saraswati was sitting inside.
Seriously,
his
because the song, original song, if somebody hears from the movie, it is like what he has sang is almost like three times faster than the original song.
I see.
And the kind of swaras which come, very intricate and intricate.
All the notes.
Yeah, all the notes, and so tough they are, even to sing at a slower pace.
Right.
And the momentum was taken over by, you know, Mudangam and Tabla together have raised the speed. And the way he sang after the program, he said he himself never practiced to that extent. One important point I want to say to all the listeners is, is one thing about Ashwath Narayan brother, because he is something like a one kind of a role model for me in singing, because he has taught me one bhajan in Vrindavan, I remember in 2006. And that one bhajan I feel today I can sing perfectly. It took me 3 days to learn that one bhajan in Vrindavan. And he practices every day from morning 4:30 to 6 o'clock. This he continued for almost 7 years. He continues to do so even today with his
PhD workload. At PhD university, workload. University.
Swami makes you meet people, such kind of people.
You learn so much from them.
So much from them, actually. You know, literally, Ashwath Narayan is said to be like, you know, one of the greatest singers, and he didn't become in one day. That's what I meant to say. You know, he has put in lot of practice, and practice makes man perfect. That day, the kind of Shruti he sat in, literally, like, he's like a Shruti box. A Shruti box is taking reference from him.
Oh my God.
It's like, literally like that.
So beautiful.
And after the program, like after that we also sang, it's literally like, I was like speechless and I was weeping, and next song is mine. We could offer something to Swami, but literally as you said, Swami was so proud of Brother Ravi Kumar and Ashwath Narayan. After the program, he blessed all of us. But the kind of the program, it kicked off.
What did you sing, Arvind?
We also sang one of the songs.
You and your singing partner, yeah, Sai Prabhakar.
We sang, this is sung by Ghantasala Garu, who is a famous devotee of Swami.
And a legendary singer.
Yeah, legendary
South
singer.
India.
Yes. And we sang this. Jaya he navanila megha shama vanamalika bhi rama neenamammulo ee lokammule pulakinchu deva deva pulakinchu deva deva Jaya he navanila megha shama vanamalika bhi rama. Then it goes like madhuram madhuram adharam madhuram adharamu sukina venuvu madhuram, like that it goes on. It's totally about Lord Krishna,
and it sounds so intoxicating, enchanting. It makes your senses so lull, very blissful.
That song itself is like that.
The beauty of Krishna, right?
Yeah, beauty of Krishna, explaining everything actually about
feature
it.
By feature,
feature by feature. So that's how the program went on. I remember as Swami was getting down the stage that day and getting into his car, they played the song which Ashwath Narayan has sung, the recording, then and there. It was like, it was a sight to see, and the kind of proudness on Bhagwan's face.
That
like
his children had done
really,
him proud.
Really. Literally, wow. It was like that.
Like a very proud mother.
Seriously. Mm. And that day also, again, after the program, Bhagwan had gone to one more senior devotee's home. And then the next day, in the afternoon, we had our flight back to Puttaparthi. And that was how the whole Bombay trip was done. It was only for 2 days in Bombay, on the first and the second. So that was the Bombay trip is all about. And again while coming back, Bhagwan granted each and every devotee and VIP and the crew with photographs, individual photographs.
So you take a picture while flying into Pune, one flying out of Mumbai, same trip.
Two photographs.
So wonderful.
And also it happened like while going to Delhi also, he had given photographs. While coming back from Delhi, in Shimla, people had given, you know, their attire, that costume.
Traditional Himachal costume.
They gave the
to
topi.
All you boys?
Yeah, the topi and, you know, that shawl. So we want to take a photograph with Bhagwan.
Wearing
with
those, okay.
Bhagwan said, anta pichi pichi, medanta.
You're looking crazy?
Yeah. No, he said, what is this madness? They gave him, okay, you keep it. Why you want to
fancy
take a
fancy dress and then take photo?
Yeah. But Bhagavan again, after 5-10 minutes, he said, okay, let them come.
Okay.
And he granted photographs. That's so...
So relenting, huh?
Yeah, the photograph sessions were... Like, I just wrote in my diary also, you know, I always crave for one photograph with Bhagavan.
My God.
And then here, Bhagavan gives you in plenty.
Yeah.
I also want to say one more thing. When I have seen my brother initially in my first year, before even I did my first Burakatha, I used to write, my brother used to say, it's an experience by itself to sing Bhagavan and Bhagavan looks at you. So my brother used to motivate me saying that, you know, you also practice. I never understood what he is telling me actually, because what it means to practice to sing. But because he said, I always used to write one letter to Bhagavan after that, you know, I experience. I always used to write one letter to Bhagavan, Swami, please, please, please make me once, only once I want to sing for you. Once in front of you, I want to sing for you. This continued, I wrote, whether he has taken the letter or not, I have written it so many times, every day I used to write and keep the letter with me. And if I see the power of thought, whatever you have, the universe conspires towards
yes,
it.
Yes, yes, I agree completely.
It happened only once for me actually. It happened only once. I told you, I sang first version in once in 2004.
Right. And then
and the second version 3 years
later.
So I have thought, okay man, come on, you sang for Swami. Now what happened? Why you're not able to sing the second version? My practice is all, they're all there. But why am I not able to offer my second version? Then I have seen this letter, Swami, only once.
Oh.
Literally, I have changed my letter writing. Saying that, Swami, once means it is not once. Swami,
don't take
please.
It literally, Swami. I'm saying it to be polite.
Yeah.
You know, you absolutely remind me of something I just heard. It is a commencement speech by the Canadian comedian, Jim Carrey, at the Maharishi University of Management. And he speaks of this, that leave your wish with the universe. Now, don't tell the universe how to go about fulfilling it. But what the universe is so infinite, whatever you ask for, it will give you that and it can give it to you thousandfold back.
Yes.
And of course, he's funny because he says that in case the wish you have made hasn't come true yet, is because the universe is busy filling his order because he has a very long order.
Yes.
But infinite potential to give back. Look at your prayers, how they got answered. One picture you asked for, you have, I don't know, a dozen pictures with Bhagavan?
Must be, yeah.
Hmm. And one song you asked for and how many you have sung.
Really, that, you know, that's when I understood the power of thought, you know.
Yes.
Always, when Bhagavan says, you know, 2006 Shirdi Baba Burakatha time also, when he was discussing, he said, tell your company, I shall tell what you are. And after that, Bhagavan said, like, thought should be so clear, always. You know, your thought is what will make you do action. Thought, word and deed. And then Bhagavan said, we said, Swami, we always want to think of you. Then we said, Swami, because of the age or what, we don't know, this bad thought keeps coming. Then Swami said, you cannot deny the age. It is part of your life. At this age, these thoughts keep coming. But the best part, Bhagavan said, is solution. He said, it's like you spray some deodorant on your body. After some time, when it starts smelling, again you spray. So, here also Swami says, bad thoughts are like bad smell. So, you try to put sugandham on that. Sugandh.
Fragrance
on it.
Hmm.
It will subside, you know.
It will counter it or neutralize.
Yes.
Bad
in
odor.
Similar way, Swami said, when a bad thought comes, immediately think of me and neutralize with a good thought. You know, he says, that how can you do? He gave a solution. Think of me. Whenever you think of me, do you get a bad thought about me? No. So Swami is the best solution for you. So think of Swami and everything gets corrected automatically. So that's one
very
thing.
Good practical tip for young people. And I'm glad our young listeners will enjoy, will learn so much from what you're saying because it applies to all of us.
Yeah. Because many of the things actually, even if we see any devotee's experiences or anything, it is not only for him, it is for, you know, through him, Bhagavan made him as an instrument to teach many of the people across the globe to be in the right path.
Arvind, when you went to Delhi, great feasts you had, Pani Puri and North Indian food. I know you came back so excited to tell us all the good food you ate. But there also, did you have opportunities to perform in front of Bhagavan?
Yeah.
as his representatives, did he showcase his boys there?
We left to Delhi from Puttaparthi on April 9th and we were there in Delhi up till 14th of April. And during this visit, Swami visited many of the senior most devotees' houses and he was in public meetings, two public meetings, and most of the time he gave darshan in the Satya Sai International Center in Lodi Road. On 14th evening, Bhagwan sent all of us to Shimla by bus. Bhagwan came on 15th early morning. He has taken a flight with his VIPs, few of the VIPs, accompanied him to Shimla airport. And we all left one day prayer. And we rested at Chandigarh. And next day morning we proceeded. At 11:30 in the afternoon, we have reached Shimla. And Bhagwan also came at the same time. So he was surprised to see all of us. Oh, you are all here already. I said, Swami, we are here. Then Swami, immediate... Any trip I found is, immediate thing is, did you have lunch? Did you have breakfast? First thing, then we said, Swami, yes, Swami, we all had. Swami said, go for lunch. It was literally like whole trip in Delhi and Shimla were like full of food sessions. Always loaded with food. I don't know how to... I remember that food part because it was continuous. Everybody,
it must be such tasty, best food ever.
Really. Really the best food ever we can have with Bhagwan. I think the best food only is... So, in Shimla, I remember that afternoon snacks time, they were serving snacks and suddenly Bhagwan called my brother, Sai Krishna, and... He asked him, where is your younger brother? And then my brother called out to me and I went there. This one particular incident I can never forget, because most of the times what you do only Lord can know, I think. Because every trip I said earlier that, you know, never we went home either in winter or summer. It's not a great thing because after all you're getting an opportunity to be with Lord, and why do you want to choose a momentary world? It was literally like that for both of us. And we were never regretted. We are always happy staying back at Vrindavan or at Prashant Nilayam. How much ever heat it is, it was nothing in front of Swami and his love. Here Swami actually said to one of the senior devotees, he said, these two boys never went home. So I also never left them. I also take them wherever I go. This is one thing because only my parents know, I think, that we always stayed back. And we never discussed with any of our friends also that we stay back and, you know.
You never make a big sacrifice or anything. Nothing. You never made a big deal.
Yeah, it's not a sacrifice or anything like that.
What a validation, huh? Swami... pointed to it and
really,
recognized
that's a small statement, but it is, he knows the value of it. That they stayed back always for me. And I have it's like my responsibility to take them along. I don't think so Swami has to make that statement, but his love, it
so
shows
gracious.
That is one thing. And that afternoon, after the evening darshan, we had a very close personal, almost like a one-on-one session with Bhagwan. Here, Bhagwan had asked all of us, who all are the singers, you know, any accompaniments. So everything was bought from downstairs where we were staying. We were staying in a school hostel there.
So you mean the instruments?
Yeah. Okay. Actually, we were staying in a school hostel. It's a beautiful school. It's like similar to our primary school. All the tiny tots were there. There we were staying in that school.
Swami's school in...
Yeah, in Shimla, in Himachal. Yes. So we went and we got the instruments there and Bhagwan asked all of us to sing songs. One by one they were singing. Ashwat Narayan brother and his partner P.S. Srinivas, they sang Bantu Riti Kolu, Iyavaya Rama. And Ravi sir and Srinivas Lu sir, they have sung Sai Ke Garba Mein. Avoji, Kavali. And then Bhagwan asked us also, myself and my partner, to sing. And First we sang a song which was sung for the first time sung by P. Sushila Garu, which Bhagavan loves a lot actually. I'll sing few lines from that.
Please.
साईनाथ भगवान सुंदर साईनाथ भगवान लेरे नीसरी वेरे दैवमुलेरे इधर सुंदर साईनाथ भगवान श्री सत्य साईनाथ भगवान.
And there was another song you sang as well, right?
Yeah, we after this Bhagavan after Bhagavan heard this song, he asked us to sing two more songs.
Beautiful.
So one we sang from this Manjunatha movie.
Yes.
A Shiva song.
Which I really, really like very much. I know Shankar Mahadevan has sung it originally.
Yeah, Shankar Mahadevan sir has sung originally. And
the famous Shankar Mahadevan.
Yes. So I'll sing few lines.
Please do.
Om Mahapranadipam Shivam Shivam Mahukara Rupam Shivam Shivam Mahasurya Chandragni Netram Pavitram Mahagadati Mirantakam Sauragatram Mahakanti Bijam Mahadivya Tejam Bhavani Sametam भजे मंजुनाथम. ओम नमः शंकराय च मयस्कराय च नमः शिवाय च शिवतराय च भवहराय च महाप्राणदीपम शिवम शिवम भजे मंजुनाथम शिवम शिवम मध्वैतभास्करम अर्धनारीश्वरम कृतिशहृदयंगमम चतुर्दधि संगमम पंचभूतात्मकम षट्शत्रुनाशकम सप्तस्वरेश्वरम अष्टसिद्धीश्वरम नवरसमनोहरम दशदिशासुमिवलम एकादशोज्वलम मेघनाथेश्वरम प्रस्तुतिवशंकरम प्रणतजनकिंकरम दुर्जनभयंकरम सज्जनशुभंकरम प्राणिभवतारकम प्रकृतिहितकारकम भुवनभव्यभवनायकम भाग्यात्मकम रक्षकम ईशम सुरेशम ऋषेशम परेशम नटेशम गौरीशम नटेशम भूतेशम महामधुर पंचाक्षरी मंत्रमाजम महाहर्षवश प्रवर्षम सुशीशम नमो हराय च भवहराय च पुरहराय च रुद्राय च भद्राय च इंद्राय च नित्याय च निर्निद्राय च महाप्राणदीपम शिवम शिवम भजे मंजुनाथम शिवम शिवम.
Wow, absolutely wow.
Let me narrate to you an episode. Our room leader was Kotesa. I asked him, is it compulsory to go for darshan?
Oh my God.
I had the nerve to ask him that.
I think it's a very sea change when you become a Sai student, because it's only when I joined the Satya Sai College I discovered that this God is not a photograph on the wall and he's not something so distant. He's something very, very near you.
And this was lovely because there you had on the gymnastic bench the student on one side, Swami on the other side, locked in battle. Again, it was arm wrestling with Swami. With Swami.
And having been given the divine golden opportunity to have studied in his institutions and directly experienced his love, then we have to really live our lives to reflect his teachings.
Fleeting Moments, Lasting Memories is our weekly radio series in which we bring you conversations with the former students of Bhagwan Baba's schools and colleges. You can also listen to this on Asia stream of Radio Sai on the Morning Glory segment of Thursday Live, which starts at 9:40 a.m. To know more about the timings of this weekly series, Fleeting Moments, Lasting Memories, on other streams of Radio Sai, please go to the schedule page of our website radiosci.org. You can also download and listen to this at your leisure by visiting the link radiosci.org/sci-students. That is radiosci.org/SAISTUDENTS. Thank you and happy listening. Sai Ram.
Tuning to Sai.
Spend the day with Sai.
From 6 a.m. to 9:30 p.m.
on Radio Sai's Thursday Live.
Radio Sai Thursday Live.
Stay tuned.
Sai Ram, dear brothers and sisters, and welcome back to Morning Glory, coming to you live from Prashanti Nilayam, India, the seat of all things true, beautiful and auspicious. You're tuned to Radio Sai's Asia Stream. And today is the 6th of November 2014. The time here in Prashanti Nilayam right now is precisely 35 minutes past 10 a.m. Indian Standard Time. Current temperature in the ashram is a pleasant 23 degrees Celsius. You just heard part 3 of our 4-part in-house Fleeting Moments interview with Brother Arvind Sai of Radio Sai. It ended on such a beautiful and melodious musical note, and I hope you enjoyed it as much as I did when he sang it in the studio. How did you find this interview so far? I look forward to your feedback through emails. As always, you can reach us at listener@radiosci.org. Next week, right here on Morning Glory, I'll bring you the fourth and final part of this conversation. And now, dear listeners, it's my honor to read out a few excerpts from a divine discourse from the year 1995. Now, that was the year of the 70th birthday, and Bhagwan delivered this particular lecture in the Purnachandra Auditorium on 19th of November of that year, which happens to be Ladies' Day. As Sai centers and Sai samitis around the world and across India prepare for this celebration, it's only timely that we refresh our memories with Baba's divine message in this connection. Here are a few excerpts from his speech wherein he highlighted the sacred qualities of women and lay renewed emphasis on the responsibilities of motherhood. And since that day in 1995, Ladies' Day is celebrated in the divine presence of Bhagwan at Prashanti Nilayam every year. In this particular discourse, Baba said some very pertinent things about the role of women, and I'd like to quote a few of them. So here it goes. Baba says, "Life in this phenomenal world is impermanent. Whatever is perceived is bound to pass away sometime or the other. Youth and wealth are transient. Wife and children will pass away. Only truth and fame endure. Embodiments of love in this infinite universe among the myriads of living beings, humanities, is supreme. And among human beings, it's a privilege to be born as a woman. There are many examples to demonstrate the preeminence of women. Was not Lord Rama born as a divine incarnation in Kaushalya's womb? Did not Lava and Kusha, the twins, become great because they were born to Mother Sita? Was it not Jijabai's loving care which made Shivaji so great? And was it not Mother Putlibai's piety which made Gandhi a Mahatma? All the greater sages and saints, heroes and warriors were born to women who made them great. Woman is the goddess of nature. Gayatri, which enshrines the essence of the Vedas, is a goddess, venerated as Vedamata or the mother of the Vedas. It is obvious that feminine birth is respectable, adorable and sublime. The Vedas also adore the feminine principle in various ways. Vedic rituals and practices accord a high place to women. From ancient times, the feminine aspects of the divine has been worshipped in various ways. The Vedas declare that where women are honored and respected, there divinity is present with all its potency. Unfortunately, today men consider it demeaning to honor women. This is utterly wrong and is a sign of ignorance. Stri or woman is Graha Lakshmi, the goddess of prosperity for the home. She is hailed as Dharmapatni, the virtuous spouse. She is called Ilalu, the mistress of the house, and Ardhangani, or the better half. People tend to gloat over petty titles conferred on them, but women have been conferred the highest titles which are valid for all times. A home without a woman is a jungle. Men should realize the high status of women and honor and respect them accordingly. They should not make women weep and shed tears. A home where the woman sheds tears will be ruined. Men should give an honorable place for women and lead a respectable life. Bharat's history is full of examples of women who fought valiantly and gave up their lives to protect their husbands and their honor. Woman who should be highly honored for these qualities is today being called an abala or a weaker vessel and assigned an inferior status. This is wrong. There are several organizations which are being run by women with great dedication and zeal for the benefit of the people. Sage Valmiki extolled the sweetness of womanhood. What is the cause of this sweetness? It is the spirit of sacrifice, according to Valmiki. A mother is ready to sacrifice everything, even her life, for the sake of her child. Such a spirit is to be found only amongst women. If a child is grievously ill, the father may say that the child may as well die, but the mother will try to save the child at any cost. It is for this reason that a woman is described as Tyagamurti, the embodiment of sacrifice. Men do not have the same spirit of sacrifice as women. Men may present a heroic pose, but they do not have the determination and the perseverance to carry on the struggle to the end. Valmiki described women as the Bhakti Swarupini, or the embodiment of devotion. Man was described as Jnana Swarupa, or a Jnani, or the embodiment of wisdom. Baba further says, a Jnani has limited access to the divine mansion, but the woman devotee has access to the innermost apartments. The preeminent status accorded to women will be evident from all the ancient scriptures. In this context, the role of women as mothers should be understood. The great hero Shivaji was molded entirely by the teachings of his mother. Rama was taught by his mother Kaushalya to follow the sacred path of Dharma. The lives of the great show to what extent they were products of their mothers. Gandhiji became a staunch adherent of truth after a lesson he learned from his mother, who could not bear her son telling a lie even to make her break the fast. It is the mother who can make a child and take him or her on the right path, not so much the father. Today we find the fathers teaching the children to utter lies. For instance, when the phone rings in the house, the father who is in the house tells his son to inform the caller that the father is not at home. The practice of fathers allowing the sons to go astray has a long ancestry. It started in Dwapara Yuga with Dhritarashtra, father of Duryodhana. Whatever evil deeds his son did, Dhritarashtra used to say he was a good man. Fathers who allow their sons to go astray are not real fathers at all. Prahlada observed, only he is a father who advises the son to seek God. Only he is a true guru who instructs the pupils about God. Mothers in ancient days used to teach the children about right conduct, morality and devotion. The first preceptor for a child is the mother. For this reason, Bharatiya culture gave the first place to the mother among the four persons to be revered as divine in this following order: mother, father, guru or the teacher, and finally the guest. Mother gets the first place because she bears the child in the womb for 9 months and nourishes her child with her own blood. Even in mentioning the names of deities, the first place is given to the goddess, as in Sitarama, Parvati Parameshwara, Lakshmi Narayana. And the reason for the feminine names getting the priority is because she is Prakriti Swarupini, the embodiment of nature. In this world, all things are transient. Only righteousness and good name endure. How is one to acquire a good name? By revering the mother. Never go against the wishes of the mother. The son who causes pain to the mother can never be happy. Hence, earn the blessings of the mother. Men and women have to understand each other so that they can live in harmony in the family. Today people want to live happily, but not to lead ideal lives. Parents, for instance, do not set a good example for the children. In the modern age, the father does not instruct the child properly, and children do not pay heed to the words of the mother. The vast majority of the fathers behave like Dhritarashtra. Where there are some good children leading a pious life, the fathers rebuke them saying, "Have you gone crazy? Don't take part in bhajans or social service." Parents who behave in this manner are like Hiranyakashipu, who could not tolerate his son worshipping Hari. Today we have many parents like Dhritarashtra and Hiranyakashipu, but few who encourage their children to adhere to righteousness. Children today do not relish edifying works like Ramayana and Mahabharata. Now, for a few words of advice to women, it is found that women are given to excessive talking. From today, you have to take a pledge not to indulge in talking too much. Women are found talking not only in the auditorium but even in the bhajan mandir. Men are fond of strolling around as they please. They observe no restraint as to where they should go and not go. If women observe restraint in speech and men control their movements, it will be good for both. If the nation has to prosper, improvement must start with the parents. Without peace in the nation, without peace and harmony at home, there can be no peace in the nation. This message should be propagated throughout the country on every November 19th by observing it at Ladies' Day. You should teach people how to run their homes well, how to bring up children on right lines. You must deal calmly and tactfully with men if they are not cooperating. Though Ravana was evil-minded, his noble wife, Mandodari, tried to correct him as much as possible. She advised him strongly not to keep Sita in Lanka, but to restore her to Rama. From today, learn to see the good in others and examine your own defects. Thereby, you will benefit both ways. Those who go about finding faults in others are like dogs which go after cast-off shoes. Embodiments of love. Mistakes may sometimes be committed in the organization. See that they do not reoccur. Buddha learned the proper lesson through a single experience of seeing an old man, a sick man, and a dead corpse. He understood the entire nature of human existence from this one significant experience. Today people have similar experiences over and over and over again, but their minds remain unchanged. Every experience should bring out a change. For years you listen to Swami's discourses. How many have changed? How many have developed good qualities? Very few indeed. Develop your thoughts wherever you may be. Only then your visit to Prashanti Nilayam at great expense would have served a purpose. As today is a sacred day dedicated to women, they should change themselves and help to change the men and the children. They should develop the qualities of sympathy, compassion, love and sacrifice. Study the lives of our great women who were models of patience, fortitude, compassion and sacrifice. I desire that you should take up the reins of leadership and bring peace and prosperity to the nation by leading ideal lives. Unquote. Divine Discourse of 19th November 1995, delivered in the Purnachandra Auditorium in Prashanti Nilayam by Bhagwan Sri Sathya Sai Baba. Strong message there, dear listeners. I hope you were paying attention. Now with that, it's almost time for me to offer morning glory at the lotus feet of our Divine Mother. Till we meet next Thursday, please be well, keep seeking and do whatever it takes to be happy and positive. Over now to Professor G. Venkatraman, but first a few delightful bhajans and then Professor Sainthin. Till we meet next Thursday, Jai Sai Ram, and please enjoy the bhajans.
प्रभु रामचंद्र के दूता हनुमंता आंजनेया
रामचंद्र के दूता हनुमंता आंजनेया
प्रभु रामचंद्र के दूता हनुमंता आंजनेया
Chandra Raghunath. क्षण धीरा राम चरण सुखदाई भजो रे चरण सुखदाई भजो रे राम 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 नाम के दो अक्षर के दो अक्षर में सब सुख शांति समाई रे सब सुख शांति समाई रे साईनाथ के चरणों में आकर साईनाथ के चरणों में आकर जीवन सफल बनाओ रे जीवन सफल बनाओ रे राम चरण सुखदाई भजो रे राम चरण सुखदाई भजो रे राम चरण सुखदाई भजो रे राम नाम के दो अक्षर में सब सुख शांति समाई रे साईनाथ के चरणों में आकर सफल बनाओ रे जीवन सफल बनाओ रे राम चरण सुखदाई भजो रे
To Sai. Spend the day with Sai.
From 6 a.m. to 9:30 p.m. on Radio Sai Thursday Live.
Radio Sai.